And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
He dominated the Canadian Football League last year, leading it with nearly 1,700 yards on 100 receptions. Spicer, Minnesota's own and Concordia Moorhead grad Brandon Zylstra joins us. And Brandon, what was the key to your CFL success?
I'm trying to learn as fast as possible. You know, I was on a two-year contract up there. Didn't know what was going to happen after that, so I was just trying to get around the veterans and ask them questions. You know, I give them a lot of credit to my success.
I've been up to a few CFL games in person. For those that haven't watched it, it's a fast league, a lot faster than people think. How does it compare to the NFL?
I think it's pretty similar. It's a little bit different up there in the sense that, you know, the field's bigger. There's a lot more passing. The competition is, you know, it's good up there. I think it's definitely underrated. It's definitely a little more handsy and physical down here of what I've noticed so far during training camp.
We'll talk Vikings receiving corps when we come back.
In 2011, three of Taylor Burhau's best friends were killed by a drunk driver in Mandan, North Dakota. That drunk driver was Taylor. He was sentenced to prison.
I killed three of my best friends because I drove after drinking alcohol. Don't do what I did. Make a decision today to always drive sober.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the North Dakota Department of Transportation through Vision Zero.
Third Eye Blind, live in concert. Four Bears Casino and Lodge, Saturday, August 25th. Get tickets now at the Four Bears Players Club and fourbearscasino.com. The EP, We Are Drugs, is available everywhere now. There's more at thirdeyeblind.com.
We're back with Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Brandon Zylstra. Brandon, it's your rookie season in NFL camp. What are you picking up from the likes of Diggs, Thielen, and Rudolph and some of the guys here?
The importance and the details and the routes, the assignments, the alignments, and all that kind of stuff. It's all put in there for a reason. You realize how important it really is. So I'm just trying to pick up as much as I can with that kind of stuff, different adjustments on routes.
Trying to get separation on these D-backs, I know, is the key, and a pretty good group of D-backs, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're working against the best defense in the league. I think that's definitely to our advantage.
What are your goals going into 2018?
Right now is just, you know, earn trust from the players and coaches around me. Take advantage of every opportunity that's kind of thrown at me.
Trying to watch body language and stuff like that. I can tell you're walking out here with some confidence right now, and that's a big part of it.
Yeah, like I would tell everybody, feel a little bit more comfortable every day because, you know, you're starting to see things over and over and pretty much have the entire playbook installed. So I know everything that's in, so now I can just really start paying attention to the details.
Brandon, really appreciate your time. Have a great 2018.
All right, thanks, Neil.
Brandon Zylstra with us, everybody. That concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by Four Bears Casino and Lodge at Newtown, North Dakota, by the North Dakota Department of Transportation, and by Fisher Industries. We like the tough jobs.